Recording going. Well, good evening, everyone. Dr. Ron Borsma here in Holland, Michigan, and want to welcome everyone to our Asante product training call. We do these every other Wednesday evening, and we always feature one of our wonderful four products. And tonight we're going to be featuring, well, one that I just had a wonderful cup of, and that is our Asante Java. And, you know, it's great to be drinking wonderful, healthy coffee. And we've got some guests with us tonight that are going to be sharing some information about our Asante Java. Do I have Chris with me?
You sure do.
Hi, Chris. Welcome to the call tonight. And what we're going to do is just go around with Dr. Lindell and actually Chris, too. We're going to be talking with both of them. We are blessed to have both with us tonight and just want to give you a little bit of a overview of Chris Fields and why she's here and why you need to listen really carefully to what Chris has to talk to us about tonight, because Chris works with Applied Food Science. They're down in Texas. She's the vice president and also technical director. She's the lead scientist in the development of the Asante Java healthy roast process, and that's a very unique process that we're going to have Chris talk to us about tonight. And if you would, Chris, just give us an overview of, I guess, just talk about coffee beans and coffee, and is it healthy? We've heard a lot of things about maybe it's not too healthy, but what's the real skinny on it, and what's the research behind it look like, Chris?
Sure. Well, thanks for having me. I appreciate the time. We have actually dedicated the last 15 years of our research and development efforts into understanding the health benefits of coffee, and we've done that through a number of different ways. We actually started at the very beginning kind of looking at all different botanical compounds and extracts, and we came upon some of the specific compounds in coffee, green coffee, and then in roasted coffee that have significantly beneficial effects to heart health and cardiovascular disease and glucose management and diabetes care and those types of things. And so that got us really interested in kind of delving more into understanding how those compounds work in our body, how they actually help us, and what they can do, you know, to benefit us long term. So initially that kind of started, and we worked a lot on the analytical side of understanding and quantifying what those compounds were and how they were beneficial. And then we continued our research in human clinical studies, is what we call them. And really what we were after was just basically taking those specific isolated compounds and seeing how they benefited the human physiology from an in vivo, meaning inside the human perspective. And what we found was exactly what was in the literature supporting it, which is that coffee has lots and lots of antioxidants in them, and these antioxidants, which you can find in all kinds of fruits and vegetables and teas and other beverages, are there, but the ones specific in coffee are what we call very soluble and bioavailable, so they absorb into our bodies relatively quickly, and that gives us a significant advantage to things like heart health and glucose management, where it really matters at the point of basically use in our bodies for those specific antioxidants. So we kind of you know, went down that path. We discovered some additional science related to not just the benefits in glucose management, but recently we've done some work on body composition and weight management, and we have found that there's dietary fibers in these coffees as well. So it's moved, you know, past the antioxidants and really kind of understanding how those antioxidants are benefiting us from a cellular level, from an overall health perspective, from a cardiovascular level.
You know, Chris, it's exciting. I love the term antioxidant, because it begs the question, why do we need antioxidants? It sounds almost like a negative, but it's really a positive thing to have a lot of antioxidants in our diet, isn't it?
It really is, because oxygen interacts with our body cells every minute, around the clock. No matter what we're doing, it's critical for cellular regeneration. Unfortunately, this exposure to oxygen, which is normal and necessary for the renewal of healthy cells, also creates oxidation. And oxidation is the primary cause and damage of free radicals that are created, which attack other cells in our body. And, it, you know, our bodies just aren't smart enough to know better than to than to go ahead and you know, have this oxidation process, but the byproduct of it, the free radical formation, just kind of naturally happens. So antioxidants in your recirculating blood plasma can actually help mitigate all the negative side effects of that free radical damage. And they can mitigate it to, we've actually seen with the compounds in coffee and the Asante Java specifically, that they actually halt and can actually reverse some of the damage that the free radicals have had, especially on blood plasma and lipid peroxidation. So
with the Asante Java, do we have better antioxidants than other coffees might have?
Well, we have actually a process in the Asante Java where we are actually going and we're taking and we're putting a lot of what we call soluble polyphenols in there. And this is very different than what you'd find in a conventional roasted coffee, where essentially when you roast coffee, you're roasting at such high temperatures that you roast a lot of the water-soluble polyphenols off, because it's 450 degrees, so everything's basically steaming off as it's in the roaster. And it's those water-soluble polyphenols that are pretty critical to this mechanism that I've been kind of referring to for heart health and blood health and cellular health and the reduction in LDL oxidation, and then the benefits that we're also seeing of these specific antioxidants in glucose management and carbohydrate management.
You know, Chris, what we have here at Asante, thanks to you and your team there at Applied Food Science, is a triple patented process that you've called the healthy roast process. If you would describe that for us, we've got to know a lot of new guests on the line and new people that are joining Asante because of the Java. And what's that all about? Why is it so special? And boy, we're the only ones that have it, right?
Yes, and you know, and to kind of start the conversation in that direction, you know, Applied Food Science has actually worked with a large prevention center. It's the largest in the world for cancer prevention. And really what we were trying to do at the time was to say, how can we isolate these beneficial compounds that are found in the raw green bean and not lose them in the final brewed cup of coffee? Because we fully understood that the benefit was in these specific antioxidants. And so we actually worked for about 8 years to really optimize this process in order to achieve not just a high antioxidant level, but a really nice cup of coffee, because we didn't want to impact the sensory flavor and all the other characteristics of shelf stability and shelf life and those types of things that are associated with people just associating a good cup of robust coffee. So, you know, that was first and foremost our you know, mantra, and we kind of did that at the very beginning. We had several pilot plants in place. We actually went out and we partnered with a coffee farm down in Central America, and we spent a lot of time just understanding coffee processing from growing and harvesting and roasting and how that all impacted everything that we were doing on the final product. And we really learned a lot about, you know, optimizing the Asante Java. So not only do you have a high antioxidant content coffee, but you also have one that has a relatively stable product. It has good shelf life. It has a really nice sensory profile to it. And it's made from high-quality beans. So, you know, it serves many, many purposes.
Now, our beans are grown a little differently than most beans are. Is that a true statement?
Well, we use what's called an RFA, which is a Rainforest Alliance Organic Certified Bean, to make the Asante Java. And we do that because, you know, there's a message that we're sending, obviously, about the health and wellness of the product. And to try and keep it as natural and true to nature as possible is our goal. And the Rainforest Alliance certification actually is even, I would consider, 10 steps above the organic certification, because there are so many things that you have to do in order to meet that criteria. And one of them is what we call water management on the farm and preservation of basically the entire environment. So you have to make sure that everything is managed and controlled. That means water runoff from other farms can't be cross-contaminating the farms that we pull our beans from. You know, the Asante Java bean is special in many ways, not just from that organic and that RFA, but we take all these extra steps to make it preservative-free, to make it pesticide-free, to make it all natural in every way.
You know, Chris, a lot of people might say that coffee bothers them when they drink the coffee and they feel jittery. Do you think any of that's got to do with the pesticides and toxins that are sprayed in and on our coffee beans, typically that are not organic?
Well, it sure does, you know, and there's, you know, processing steps a lot of conventional large manufacturers take, and a lot of additional chemicals that they add to their products that they don't necessarily need to add that are allowed in coffee processing. And, you know, even we go so far as in the Asante decaf, you know, we use an 100% water process. So we don't believe in using any harsh chemicals, anything that's going to have any negative side effect. And you hit it right on the head. I mean, what happens is not only is it accumulating, those toxins accumulating in your liver, but they're also having all these negative side effects on some of your other organs, which just don't make you feel good.
Mm-hmm. Now, we've heard a lot, too, that caffeine necessarily isn't really great for us, and yet, boy, I'll tell you, I just had my last cup of Java about 15 minutes before this call, and I can go to sleep, and it's 9 o'clock here on the East Coast, and I go to sleep at 10, 11, 9 o'clock or midnight and not ever have a problem going to sleep because of the caffeine, and I didn't have that problem, or I did have that problem drinking the non-organic coffees. Is it because the caffeine is different? How does that play out, would you think?
Well, from a chemical standpoint, as I mentioned, we actually do not use any, they call them solvents in our manufacturing world. And basically what they are their stripping agents. So they're there to actually chemically strip the decaffeination off of the bean. And we don't use any of that. But all beans start out with the same compound of caffeine. It's basically a caffeic acid molecule. And the way that our process is manufacturing with the Asante Java, because we have the higher levels of antioxidants in there, that specific compound, that caffeic acid, is actually what we call basically bound up in the antioxidants. So it's still giving you the benefits of the caffeine, but it's not going to give them to you in what we would consider the same way, meaning it's not going to be as absorbed readily into the bloodstream. It's going to be an even distribution over a certain period of time. So it's almost like if you look at it as, you know, a cruise control on your car, if you will, where you put it on 55 and it's going to stay at 55, as opposed to, you know, you're drinking your coffee and all of a sudden you're at 100 miles an hour and then you go down to 20 miles an hour. You know, that doesn't happen with the Asante Java just because of the fact that we have all those additional antioxidants in there that are helping, you know, bind up that compound for us and kind of create a nice mixture, a nice blend.
So would you say it's kind of like having a complex carbohydrate full grain versus simple sugar?
Yeah, that's a good analogy, yes.
Okay, because that's what I was thinking as you were saying, that, you know, it's not that sudden jolt, but this nice even distribution.
Right.
Perfect, perfect. You know, Chris, antioxidant power is great in our Asante Java, but how does it compare with other gourmet coffees on the market? Are we that different?
From an antioxidant content point of view, yes, the Asante Java is specifically much higher in those, what we call the soluble polyphenols. They're the class of antioxidants that are found in coffee naturally, and our job is to make sure that we basically increase or boost the level of those in the final brewed cup that's being given to your customers.
Okay. Anything else that you think might be informationally beneficial for our new people listening in that why they should be on board with this Asante Java?
Well, I think, you know, we continue to keep learning so much more about the health benefits of coffee. And, you know, you're always going to have those one-off citations because everyone, including the media, loves to talk about coffee a lot. But, you know, we're basically seeing an overabundance of research going on right now, you know, which really does infer that there is significant benefits to the antioxidants that are in the Asante Java, and they'll continue. I think the science will continue to grow. I mean, just in the last 2 years, we've demonstrated its effectiveness on inflammation, and inflammation is becoming more and more important, as Dr. Lindell, I think, will kind of describe to you later. But you know, before it was always the common mantra was if you basically had LDL oxidation, it kind of led to higher levels of cholesterol. And now in recent studies, we're finding that it's more and more about the inflammation and controlling inflammation that's really going to help manage heart health. And the specific soluble polyphenols in the Asante Java really help with that. They help with basically, and when we talk about inflammation, what we mean is, you know, the what's happening in the lining of your blood cells and in the lining of your blood plasma. So, you know, it's how free-flowing your blood is, and that's a pretty critical point to achieving a healthy body and healthy circulating blood levels and that sort of thing. And then, you know, we've extended that beyond the research, and, you know, we've looked at how it helps with, and you've seen a number of studies. If you just did a quick Google search, you'd see all the studies that are out there on diabetes prevention. Well, the specific compound that's been isolated, and this has been done not just by us, but by large pharmaceutical companies, is it's the chlorogenic acid, which is that soluble polyphenol that's found in Asante Java in the highest concentration out of any other coffee. And it's the one that's really contributing to the primary health benefits of diabetes prevention. So, and it does this by essentially managing that glucose 6-phosphatase pathway, which is a major carbohydrate pathway that all of our bodies naturally take to help control blood sugar levels. So, you know, and as we age, these things kind of start to kind of play into effect with us. So, you know, it's more about that. And you know, and everybody likes to have carbohydrates, and they should, you know, in a balanced meal, especially at breakfast. And this really helps you control that, so you're not seeing those elevated or spike levels. And ultimately, what the negative side effect of that is insulin triggering. So you want to manage your insulin levels, and this helps, you know, all the way through that process. So, you know, and we're going to continue to keep we actually just started a study on basically managing the secretion of acids, stomach acids, because one of the things that we're finding in the Asante Java process is that we can actually control stomach acid secretion with this specific process. And what that means is you don't have the negative side effects that some people have with digestibility and irritability when they consume coffee, because coffee has specific compounds in them which actually help or which increase that stomach acid secretion. And so, you know, some people say, oh, I'm getting a sour stomach, or I just don't feel good after taking it. But Asante Java is not like that. It actually doesn't have those negative side effects. So there's all kinds of wonderful things that are going on. And I think, you know, as, you know, we continue to evolve the science, we'll obviously are going to share that with you and share it with your team, because it's just going to increase the ability for you to really get the message out there.
Beautiful. Well, as they say, Chris, stay tuned, huh?
Yeah, exactly.
great. Chris, appreciate your being with us tonight and sharing your thoughts and wisdom on the Asante Java. Boy, you led a great segue into our Dr. Lundell, next guest on the call here, talking about inflammation. And Dr. Lundell, welcome. And I want to just tell everybody, Dr. Lundell is a Yale-trained cardiovascular surgeon. He's our chief medical officer at Asante. The gentleman has done over 5,000 open-heart surgeries and also written a really remarkable book, The Cure for Heart Disease, and that led him into really a study of inflammation and what causes heart disease, and it turned out to be inflammation. And boy, I guess, Doc, you know, what did you really see with the Asante Java that got you to endorse this as one of our premier products at Asante?
Well, it's interesting. I had not had a history of consuming coffee or paying any attention to coffee, and like many doctors, I was guilty of making an ignorant statement that, you know, if you had an irregular heartbeat, maybe you're drinking too much coffee. But let me remind everybody in this call that you had a very special treat tonight to listen to Chris Fields, a brilliant young lady who knows more about the chemistry of coffee than almost anybody on this earth. So I want everybody to appreciate what you've learned from Chris tonight, and thank her very much for that.
Well, thank you.
Let me just say that you can't make a great apple pie if you use rotten apples. And this is one of the reasons that Asante Java tastes so good, is because the management starts in the orchard, on the coffee tree. And if you pick a green coffee bean, it's going to make bad coffee. It's going to make a coffee that's high in acid, that upsets your stomach, that doesn't taste good, that's bitter, and all the rest. So when Chris talked about what flavor profiles, that in lay language, that means it tastes good, which it does. At any rate, so Arasante Java is in the category of categorizing coffees. It is a gourmet coffee because the beans are hand-picked. The beans are only picked when they're ripe. They're processed the same day. They go through all these other things. And then, over and above using only the finest apples to make this apple pie, that's when the healthy roast process is applied to make this not only a delicious apple pie, but an apple pie that increases your health. Now, Chris would agree that isolating single compounds from the general area of polyphenols in vegetables and fruits and coffee has been a little frustrating because, you know, we've isolated, for example, lycopene, and it hasn't been as effective as just eating lots of fruits and vegetables. And so the point of that is that there are many, many, many polyphenolic compounds in coffee. There are many, many, many free radicals in our body. There are many, many, many antioxidants that our body makes, and there are many, many antioxidants in coffee. And please remember that the content of those antioxidants is way, way higher in Asante Java than any other coffee. Now, please forgive me for going on here, but my heart is in heart disease, and Chris touched on the fact that she called it lipid peroxidation. Well, a simpler term might be oxidation of LDL, the term that your doctor scares you about every time you go and get your blood tested. LDL, low-density lipoprotein, well, in fact, Asante Java is the most effective antioxidant out there in neutralizing and in preventing the oxidation of LDL. And in matter of fact, LDL cholesterol would never get in the wall of the artery if it wasn't oxidized, which makes it abnormal, which makes the white cell recognize it as abnormal. The white cell then eats it. It becomes a fatty streak. It becomes a plaque, and it becomes a heart attack or a stroke. So one of the most important things that attracted me to Asante Java was the ability of the coffee polyphenols, which are very much higher in Asante Java than any other coffee, is the ability to prevent the oxidation of low-density lipoprotein, or LDL, which leads us to the prevention of heart disease. And that's just one little piece of a massively huge picture of the benefits we get from the antioxidants in coffee, and knowing that we get 3 to 5 times more in Java than any other coffee.
You know, Doc, Chris mentioned something, too, about body composition. Talk a little bit about that, if you would, and how you see that applying to our Asante Java, because I know that's an important factor with heart disease and reducing inflammation as well.
Well, it is, and let me just say that inflammation is the response to injury, and oxidative stress or oxidation is an injury. So oxidation leads to inflammation. Let's, you know, make that clear first of all. And I fell off my train of thought there, Ron.
Well, body composition.
Body composition. Okay. We've been advised by the Department of Agriculture and the Heart Association, everybody else, to eat a high carbohydrate, low fat, relatively low protein diet, and that's led to the epidemic of obesity and diabetes. And the coffee compounds, especially the Asante Java compounds, slow down the absorption of sugar in our intestine and reduce the high peaks of sugar we get in our blood, which reduces the high peaks of insulin. And insulin drives, if our cells are already full of sugar, insulin then has only one place to send it, and that's to fat storage. And this is one of the reasons that the coffee is so effective in body composition, is that It slows the absorption so that we have a chance to use the glucose instead of just immediately sending it to fat storage.
So what you're saying then is if we're going to have that apple pie, it'd be good to have a cup of Java with it.
Well, that's interesting because a huge study out of Scandinavia demonstrated that women who drank 2 to 5 cups of coffee a day had a 50% less chance of getting diabetes than anyone else. And it just relates back to the fact that the high peaks of sugar cause diabetes. The high elevated, continuously elevated sugars cause diabetes. And so if we can help control that by having coffee with your breakfast and coffee with your lunch, and as you pointed out, you've had probably coffee with your supper tonight or dinner, whatever the term might be. And as Chris pointed out, this affects not only the absorption of glucose, but the response of the liver to produce and process glucose.
Well, anything else, Doc, that you think the Java would benefit people, other conditions maybe besides heart disease and obesity and diabetes? Anything else that you've seen in your research?
Well, on all of these calls, we've emphasized at Asante the problem of having chronic inflammation affect not only our heart health, but bone health and brain health and neurologic health and everything else. And I go back and repeat that oxidative stress causes inflammation. Inflammation causes these chronic diseases. So any little thing we can do to prevent oxidative stress and to prevent inflammation is going to lead us to a longer and a healthier and more productive, happier and slimmer life.
And a better tasting one, as a matter of fact.
You can't make a good apple pie out of rotten apples.
That's right. Boy, I'll tell you, I've been drinking coffee for, I think, now at least 50 years, maybe longer than that, and I've never had a better cup of coffee than Asante Java. And boy, when I drink it, especially listening to Doc and to Chris, ladies and gentlemen, I'm more excited about drinking coffee all the time because I want to live a good, healthy, long, productive life. And it sounds like if we keep doing that with our Asante Java, we're going to definitely help that out. Again, Chris, appreciate your being here tonight and sharing your insights. And Doc, thank you again for being with us and giving us your thoughts on the Java. And especially thank you to all of our new guests listening in tonight. Like Doc said, you have been treated to a great overview of the Asante Java by Chris Fields and, of course, Dr. Lindell. So again, thanks to both of you. Thanks to our guest. And join us on our call tomorrow evening. We're going to be talking about some more wonderful Asante products. Thanks and good night.
The moderator has left the conference.